Fuel for the fire. Of course, when the no-fire policy was in place, fire could not clean up the leaf litter on the forest floor. As a result, dead leaves, branches, and logs built up on the ground. Large numbers of young understory trees, such as gray pine, took over. Gray pine has a special resin that makes it burn quickly. It burns so fast that it is sometimes called the gasoline tree. Understory trees make a ladder of fuel. This means fire that starts on the ground can move up easily through the layers of the forest. When flames shoot up, nearby fuel sources above the ground, such as low tree branches of young trees or trees with thin bark, quickly begin to burn. This can lead to the most destructive of all forest fires, a crown fire. A crown fire reaches the canopy and burns the tops of tall trees. Today's buildup of fuel in the forest means that crown fires spread quickly and burn hot. Crown fires are hard to control once they start. They burn much larger areas than surface fires. It can take weeks and even months for crown fires to go out. Thus, crown fires threaten even the most fire-resistant trees, such as the giant sequoia. Large groves of old trees that have adapted to fire are in danger. It may take 100 years for an area to come back to life. Feature box. Each year in the United States, more than 2.5 million acres, about 1 million hectares, of land are burned by wildfires. That is an area about half the size of New Jersey. Caption. Destructive crown fires destroy treetops and can take weeks or months to put out.